voices of change in Egypt, old ones and new ones. Her statue presides over the center of Cairo, where so many demonstrators have called for freedom. The late singer Umm Kulthum's voice is inseparable from Egyptians' sense of national identity.
Suddenly, there's a new chorus singing a national anthem of protest. Egypt teeters on the brink. Egyptians grasp onto what they know and embrace a future they couldn't imagine a week ago.
Egypt's millions and the political center of mass in the Arab world. Music of the street in Egypt. On The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. A dissonant music of pro-democracy in Cairo and other cities around Egypt. It's Monday, January 31st.
And at the top of the news are the sounds coming out of Cairo this morning.
We want freedom. We want to be free to elect a president, real president, that can really put this and take this country forward.
That's a protest leader from over the weekend. We're joined now by Egyptian novelist Adaf Souef. She is actually in Cairo. She's the author of The Map of Love, which was shortlisted for the Booker Prize for Fiction in 1999. Good morning, Adaf.
Hi, good morning.
I understand you're in the Cairo airport picking up your son. Are you trying to get out of Egypt to safer places?
Absolutely not. My son was in Washington, D.C., where he has got a 3-month contract for cultural work, and he just couldn't bear to stay away from Egypt at this historic moment, and he's been trying to get back for the last 3 days, and now it seems, I hope, that he is going to succeed and he's going to land in half an hour.
So what do you see happening as the protests continue into their seventh day? They must be changing as each day goes by. Are they becoming more focused, do you think?
Well, I think that more and more people are joining them. There's been a call that tomorrow it should be a million people's demonstration because the regime clearly is not going to be easy to dislodge. They're in Tahrir Square in the center of Cairo, which is the focus of the demonstrations in Cairo. The atmosphere is festive. There is music. There is chanting and protesting. There are people with families, with picnics. About all sorts of things.
So festive that it's hard to hear you. That's Adaf Souef, Egyptian novelist. She is at the Cairo airport waiting to pick up her son, not to get out of the country, but he wants to get into the country to participate. Thank you so much for joining us, Adaf.
Meanwhile, the U.S. has begun evacuating its citizens from Egypt. There at the airport in Cairo, there are a number of flights ready to take expats out of the country. As of this morning, a State Department spokesman says the first chartered plane has left Egypt with Americans aboard. We're following all the developments and we'll take a deeper look at the situation. The U.S. response, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is walking a fine line, not calling for a resignation of President Mubarak.
We want to see an orderly transition to a democratic government, to economic reforms, exactly what the protesters are seeking.
Secretary Clinton convenes an unprecedented mass meeting of U.S. ambassadors in Washington today. Asian and European markets are seeing disorder in the Middle East. They're down, but futures in Wall Street are up. The Dow gets underway at 11,823. The S&P opens at 1,276, and the Nasdaq begins trading a little later this morning at 2,686.
Throughout the morning, we will bring you the latest news coming on the protests coming out of Egypt and those that have been going on for 7 days now. We'll talk about the complicated role that the military plays and which side they may come down on. But first, we're going to bring you an update on what's happening today. And you can actually join this conversation if you have your own reaction to what's happening in Egypt. Maybe you have relatives or friends there that you've been trying to contact. Join the conversation with us. 877-8-MY-TAKE.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.